Тест 4. Careers. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторение воспроизведения аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите четыре коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
I think we need to ask Anne, the other secretary, to help us tomorrow. You are meeting our colleagues from the UK, and there must be somebody here at the reception desk.
Don't worry, I've already done that.
Tell Alex, by the way, to be less familiar tomorrow, so no kissing or hugging, just a formal handshake.
He won't be present. He's away on a business trip to Italy.
Okay, fine. Now, can you bring two cups of coffee to my room, please?
Dialogue B.
Our Indian colleagues are coming tomorrow, remember?
Sure, Mr. Gray. The service will be first class. We'll first serve exclusive tea in the tea zone of our restaurant over there.
Yes, super.
Val, our chef, is cooking his special apple pie. All my personnel remember that the Indians value personal relationships when doing business.
Yeah, you're right, they do. Serving a guest is like serving God. So let's hope we can finally close the deal.
Dialogue C.
How did your meeting with our Turkish partners go yesterday?
It was generally okay, but I was quite confused with some of their body language. Do you know how they show that they refuse or say no?
Shaking their heads, no?
Absolutely not. They raise their eyebrows. Well, a head shake means, I don't understand.
It's very confusing indeed. Oh, sorry. Eric is phoning. I need to answer.
No problem. I'll check my mailbox.
Dialogue D.
I'm a bit nervous before this conference. Have you ever done business with people from Asia?
Not really. But I know, for example, that Malay use ensik for Mr. and sik for Miss.
Oh, that should help when I greet the delegation as soon as we land in Singapore tonight.
Relax. There are lots of Chinese in the delegation, so Mr. or Mrs. is fine with them.
Oh, I see. Thank you. What would you like to drink, by the way? The stewardess is coming.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
I think we need to ask Anne, the other secretary, to help us tomorrow. You are meeting our colleagues from the UK, and there must be somebody here at the reception desk.
Don't worry, I've already done that.
Tell Alex, by the way, to be less familiar tomorrow, so no kissing or hugging, just a formal handshake.
He won't be present. He's away on a business trip to Italy.
Okay, fine. Now, can you bring two cups of coffee to my room, please?
Dialogue B.
Our Indian colleagues are coming tomorrow, remember?
Sure, Mr. Gray. The service will be first class. We'll first serve exclusive tea in the tea zone of our restaurant over there.
Yes, super.
Val, our chef, is cooking his special apple pie. All my personnel remember that the Indians value personal relationships when doing business.
Yeah, you're right, they do. Serving a guest is like serving God. So let's hope we can finally close the deal.
Dialogue C.
How did your meeting with our Turkish partners go yesterday?
It was generally okay, but I was quite confused with some of their body language. Do you know how they show that they refuse or say no?
Shaking their heads, no?
Absolutely not. They raise their eyebrows. Well, a head shake means, I don't understand.
It's very confusing indeed. Oh, sorry. Eric is phoning. I need to answer.
No problem. I'll check my mailbox.
Dialogue D.
I'm a bit nervous before this conference. Have you ever done business with people from Asia?
Not really. But I know, for example, that Malay use ensik for Mr. and sik for Miss.
Oh, that should help when I greet the delegation as soon as we land in Singapore tonight.
Relax. There are lots of Chinese in the delegation, so Mr. or Mrs. is fine with them.
Oh, I see. Thank you. What would you like to drink, by the way? The stewardess is coming.
This is the end of the task. Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание B2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AE и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Our agency is a member of an international volunteer organization, and we provide volunteers with a unique work experience abroad. You can use your free time creatively, learn to cooperate with people of different nationalities, and even pick up some foreign language. You will also learn about the culture and traditions of another country and come in contact with local communities.
Speaker B.
If you want to volunteer, there are lots of jobs in our agency. Depending on the skills you have, we can offer you a job in an office where you will be responsible for filing and answering the telephone. If you can work with children, we can offer you a job in the kindergarten to help the staff. There are also job opportunities in hospitals, such as nursing assistants or hospital porters.
Speaker C.
If you are a bit shy and not very good at socializing, but still want to help, there are some community service jobs for you in our agency. You can pick up rubbish and leaves in parks, plant trees and flowers to make the local area greener and more beautiful. You won't have to communicate while doing this work, but it won't make your work less important.
Speaker D.
In our agency, we mainly work with social service centres and organisations and help people with special needs. If you really want to help, come to us and we will find you voluntary work connected with reading to the disabled and helping them with cooking, or even taking out their pets for a walk. They can't do it without you, so your help is really necessary.
Speaker E.
Our agency has several volunteer work programs for people who can't find a job or have lost one. This work is unpaid, but we provide shared accommodation and half board for free. By doing voluntary work with us, you will get some new work experience, help people in need, and help yourself. Our agency has several success stories when volunteers built a career path after participating in our work programs.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Our agency is a member of an international volunteer organization, and we provide volunteers with a unique work experience abroad. You can use your free time creatively, learn to cooperate with people of different nationalities, and even pick up some foreign language. You will also learn about the culture and traditions of another country and come in contact with local communities.
Speaker B.
If you want to volunteer, there are lots of jobs in our agency. Depending on the skills you have, we can offer you a job in an office where you will be responsible for filing and answering the telephone. If you can work with children, we can offer you a job in the kindergarten to help the staff. There are also job opportunities in hospitals, such as nursing assistants or hospital porters.
Speaker C.
If you are a bit shy and not very good at socialising, but still want to help, there are some community service jobs for you in our agency. You can pick up rubbish and leaves in parks, plant trees and flowers to make the local area greener and more beautiful. You won't have to communicate while doing this work, but it won't make your work less important.
Speaker D.
In our agency, we mainly work with social service centres and organisations and help people with special needs. If you really want to help, come to us and we will find you voluntary work connected with reading to the disabled and helping them with cooking, or even taking out their pets for a walk. They can't do it without you, so your help is really necessary.
Speaker E.
Our agency has several volunteer work programs for people who can't find a job or have lost one. This work is unpaid, but we provide shared accommodation and half board for free. By doing voluntary work with us, you will get some new work experience, help people in need, and help yourself. Our agency has several success stories when volunteers built a career path after participating in our work programs.
This is the end of the task. Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание A1, A6. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях A1, A6 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Good morning, this is Radio 7. Welcome to our program, People Who Made America. In our studio today, we have Howard Schultz, Starbucks General Director. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Howard, tell our listeners, please, how Starbucks has changed American culture.
Well, it all happened in the 80s after I returned from my business trip to Italy. I saw Italian espresso bars there, which were quite popular, and decided to recreate the same idea for America. I wanted to introduce a place where people go, not just home or work.
Starbucks is a 40-year-old guy, if I can put it like this. How do you manage to survive? Is it difficult to remain competitive?
You know, we invest a lot in our new store design, new products, new services. We now have e-gifting and we have currently become more attentive to our younger audience. Candies, soft toys, funny designs, this kind of thing.
I see. You've also redesigned the logo.
Yes, exactly. That's our latest change and we are all happy about it.
So, what are you going to do for Starbucks' future growth?
Well, we are now introducing a special reward program which gives the Starbucks card holders an opportunity to receive bonuses at local shops and not just in our cafes.
Great. I'm sure it will attract a lot of new people.
Well, we hope so too.
Why do people choose Starbucks in the first place?
Well, I think Starbucks does everything to make clients happy. We are simply very attentive to what they say and how they feel in our coffee bars. Even the colour of the walls plays its role. Of course, it's not the most important thing, but still.
Exactly. It seems there's nobody who has negative emotions about Starbucks. Is that true?
In fact, when I look at the Twitter page we have, I can see that people are not always positive. And I like it. I like the fact that people are reacting and talking about us. Practically, nobody is indifferent. And this is what really matters, in my opinion.
What are your plans for the future, Howard? How do you think Starbucks is going to develop, say, in the next 50 years?
Well, we, of course, have our ideas about the company development. What I can say for sure is that we will do our best to keep the balance between making money and meeting the interests of our clients. We will be doing everything to be client-friendly. I think that this is the key to business success.
Howard, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you'll hear the text again.
Good morning, this is Radio 7. Welcome to our program, People Who Made America. In our studio today, we have Howard Schultz, Starbucks General Director. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Howard, tell our listeners, please, how Starbucks has changed American culture.
Well, it all happened in the 80s after I returned from my business trip to Italy. I saw Italian espresso bars there, which were quite popular, and decided to recreate the same idea for America. I wanted to introduce a place where people go, not just home or work.
Starbucks is a 40-year-old guy, if I can put it like this. How do you manage to survive? Is it difficult to remain competitive?
You know, we invest a lot in our new store design, new products, new services. We now have e-gifting and we have currently become more attentive to our younger audience. Candies, soft toys, funny designs, this kind of thing.
I see. You've also redesigned the logo.
Yes, exactly. That's our latest change and we are all happy about it.
So, what are you going to do for Starbucks' future growth?
Well, we are now introducing a special reward program which gives the Starbucks card holders an opportunity to receive bonuses at local shops and not just in our cafes.
Great. I'm sure it will attract a lot of new people.
Well, we hope so too.
Why do people choose Starbucks in the first place?
Well, I think Starbucks does everything to make clients happy. We are simply very attentive to what they say and how they feel in our coffee bars. Even the colour of the walls plays its role. Of course, it's not the most important thing, but still.
Exactly. It seems there's nobody who has negative emotions about Starbucks. Is that true?
In fact, when I look at the Twitter page we have, I can see that people are not always positive. And I like it. I like the fact that people are reacting and talking about us. Practically, nobody is indifferent. And this is what really matters, in my opinion.
What are your plans for the future, Howard? How do you think Starbucks is going to develop, say, in the next 50 years?
Well, we, of course, have our ideas about the company development. What I can say for sure is that we will do our best to keep the balance between making money and meeting the interests of our clients. We will be doing everything to be client-friendly. I think that this is the key to business success.
Howard, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.